Open your lips, agitate yourself, and I'll not answer for the consequences." Again the poor man groaned. He looked as if he dared not move. Fear, either of death or something else, appeared almost to paralyze him. Mr. Rochester put the now bloody sponge into my hand, and I proceeded to use it as he had done. He watched me a second, then saying, "Remember, no conversation," he left the room. I experienced a strange feeling as the key grated in the lock, and the sound of his retreating step ceased to be heard. Here, then, was I in the third story, fastened into one of its mystic cells. Night around me, a pale and bloody spectacle under my eyes and hands, a murderess hardly separated from me by a single door. Yes, that was appalling. The rest I could bear, but I shuddered at the thought of Grace Poole bursting out upon me. I must keep to my post, however. I must watch this ghastly countenance, these blue, still lips forbidden to unclose, these eyes now shut, now opening, now wandering through the room, now fixing on me and ever glazed with a dullness of horror. I must dip my hand again and again in the basin of blood and water and wipe away the trickling gore. I must see the light of the unsnuffed candle wane on my employment.